Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. It is good to be back at Hominy this morning to worship with you and to just enjoy one another's company. One quick disclaimer. I will start my last semester January 2021. I hope to graduate May of 2021. But if the Lord sees fit for me to do it in January, I'll take that too. But no later than May. That is our plan. And again, it is good to be here. It is good to be able to worship with you today. And as Joe said, this is what it ought to look like when we all come together to worship the true and the living God. Now, I know that it's a quarter till 12, so I'm going to hasten on because I know there's some good food across the parking lot, and we don't want it to get cold. But for those that have your Bibles, if you'll turn with us to the Gospel as recorded by St. Luke, and I want to read the scripture surrounding the parable of the Good Samaritan. And it's beginning at verse 25, and I'll read through the end of the chapter, or through the verse 37. So beginning at verse 25 of Luke 10, I'm going to read from the New King James Version, and we find these words recorded. "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' He said to him, 'What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?' So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live.' But he wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Then Jesus answered and said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." And I want to use for a thought, where do you fit in? Where do you fit in? When I listen to the story of the Good Samaritan as it unfolds between the expert of the law and Jesus, my attention is often drawn to a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." When we look and we listen to the story of the Good Samaritan, many times we can relate to the Good Samaritan. We are quick to point out his showing compassion. We're quick to point out the fact that he had mercy, took pity on the man that had fallen among thieves. And it is our hope that if we ever find ourselves in situations like that, that we would do the same thing, that we would step up to the plate and we would do what is right. We would do what would be showing compassion to those that are in need. But have we ever took the time to think about the other characters in this parable? Have we ever stopped and thought about the thief? Have we ever thought about the priest? Have we ever thought about the Levite? Because for some of us, we can't really relate to the Samaritan because our circumstances, our situations in life have caused us to be in a place that the only person in this parable that we can relate to is the thief. We know what it's like to want what somebody else has. We know what it's like sometimes to even find ourselves taking what doesn't belong to us. But we often, all we hear about is the Good Samaritan. But in order for the Good Samaritan to be a Good Samaritan, there had to be a thief that came along and robbed. There had to be a thief who injured a man and left him on the roadside for dead. How many of us can relate to the thief? Then there is the priests. The priests. The one that's supposed to be connected to God. The one that is supposed to be able to look at situations and show some compassion. But what does the priest do? And how many of us relate to the priest? We see situations taking place. We see unjust things happening and we see people being mistreated. And what do? We cross on the other side of the road. We don't even take the time to investigate what's going on. But it's easier to turn a blind eye. It's easier to move away from the situation because you know what? It's not affecting me. Everybody that I know is doing well, everybody that I'm related to has got what they need, but we choose to pass on the other side of the road. The man is still hurt. He's still near death. But we choose to pass on the other side. Then there is the Levite. Now, I dare to say that a lot of us can relate to the Levite. And the reason that I say that is, look at the Levite's actions. He saw the man, and he was nosy like some of us. So he took time to go over and check the man out. But again, he chose to cross on the other side. We see things. We hear things. But because it's not affecting me or mine, we go on about our business. We go on business as usual. But now let's look at the conversation that takes place between the rich or the expert at the law and Jesus. He asked Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What have I got to do in order to have eternal life? Now, the thing that we have to remember is he is an expert of the law. So why ask Jesus? Scripture tells us that he did it as a way of testing Jesus. Does Jesus know what the law says? Jesus says, what is written in the law, and what is your reading of it? What does the law say, and how do you understand it? When you read it, what does it tell you that you need to do in order to have eternal life? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. I can imagine that Jesus probably went, You answered correctly. You got it right. If you do those things, you've got eternal life. But then here comes the rub. Evidently, the expert has no problem with loving God with his heart, mind, body, and soul. But he says, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Now, for some of us, when we think about our neighbors, those are the ones that live next door, live on the same street, live the same general vicinity that we live in. Those are our neighbors. But Jesus uses this parable. And he tells him a story, and he uses things that are familiar. He tells him about a man who was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, something that they could all relate to. They knew the route. They knew what it was like. They knew all of the crooks and the curves that were there, that someone could lay in wait and attack somebody. So they were familiar. They could relate to it. And he tells them the story, and he tells them about the priest. He tells them about the Levite, and then he tells them about the Samaritan. The Samaritan went, and he cared for the man, not only while he was on the side of the road, but he took him to an inn, and he gave the innkeeper money and told him that whatever he needs, if he uses what I'm paying you now, if it costs more when I come back, I will give it to you. And then Jesus looks at the expert at the law, and he says, which of these three? Now, listen real carefully. Jesus said, let me find it. I want to read it correctly. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among thieves? The question that the expert asked was, who is my neighbor? Who am I to consider my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? But when Jesus finishes telling him the story, he says, which of these three was neighbor to him who fell among thieves? Which of these three was neighbor to him who fell among thieves? It's no longer who is my neighbor. Who am I obligated
to treat with respect? Who am I obligated to have mercy on? Who am I obligated to have compassion on? Who am I obligated to treat the way that I want to be treated? Who am I to care for? Who am I to look out for? Who am I to show compassion to? But Jesus says, which of these three was neighbor to the one that fell among thieves? It's no longer, it's not enough to define who your neighbor is, but are you a neighbor to those around you? Are you a neighbor to those that don't look like you? Are you a neighbor to those that don't have what you have? Are you a neighbor to those that find themselves on hard time? Are you a neighbor to those that can't make it from day to day? Are you a neighbor to those that have fallen on hard times? Not who is my neighbor, but who are you a neighbor to? I might not live in your neighborhood, but are you my neighbor? I might not look like you, might not sound like you, might not act like you, but are you my neighbor? When you see me being mistreated, are you my neighbor? When you see the injustices in society today, are you a neighbor? Or are you more like the priest that doesn't bother me, so I'm going to cross on the other side? Are you like the Levite? You want to go and get all the information you can get to pass on to somebody, but you still walk on the other side. Jesus said, which of these three do you think? He didn't tell him which. Which do you think? You've heard the story. You've gotten the information. Which one of these three was a neighbor to him who fell among thieves? Who fell among the thieves? Who was the neighbor? Who was the neighbor? And he says, he who showed mercy on him. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Just like the Samaritan, the outcast, the one that nobody wanted to be bothered with, the one that was an outcast just because of where he was from. He was the one that looked beyond those things and showed mercy. He was the one that looked beyond the man's condition and showed compassion. But you know what? In order for us to be able to do that, in order for us to look at the world we live in and be a neighbor to those that we come in contact with, you know what has to happen? There has to be a change. And I'm not talking about a change of location. I'm not talking about a change of attitude. I'm not talking about even a change of your mind. But there has to be a change within. There has to be a change in your heart. Because when your heart is changed, you'll see things differently. When your heart is changed, those things that you used to look away from, you'll begin to look at them and understand that they weren't fair when you looked away in the past, and they're not fair now. And you will begin to show some compassion on people that you thought you would never have anything to do with. You'll show compassion on that wino on the street. You'll show compassion on that teenager that's strung out on drugs. You'll show compassion on that person that has mistreated you down through the years. You'll show compassion on people that you have no imagination that you would. Because in your own mind, you feel like Well, we've all been there. We've all had those times when we felt like we were better than somebody else. We've all been there, whether you admit it or not. There have been times when you've looked at somebody and you've patted yourself on the back and said, "Yeah, I've got my stuff together. I'm way down the road from where they are." But you know what? It's only by the grace of God that you are where you are. It is only by the grace of God that you're not in the same situation that somebody else is in. It's only by the grace of God. There by the grace of God go I. That wino that I walked on the other side of the street so they wouldn't ask me for any money. There by the grace of God go I. You might not drink now, but there was a time when you was a drunk. You might not do drugs now, but there was a time when you tied it around your arm and shot it in your veins. You might not do it now, but there was a time. And the only reason that you're not doing it right now, the only reason you're not out there living on the street, the only reason that you've got a roof over your head, the only reason that people aren't walking away from you, it's only by the grace of God. It's by His mercy. It's because of the fact that one day somewhere you heard a word from God's holy scriptures, and that word brought about a change in your life. It caused you to understand that I don't have it all together, but I know somebody that is able to move me from where I am to where I ought to be. I know somebody that is able to pick me up, turn me around, and place my feet on solid. It's only by His grace that we are where we are today. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to him who fell among thieves? Where do you fit in this morning? Where do you fit in on the scheme of thief, priest, Levite, Samaritan? And I don't even want to take it for granted. But you know what? We might have some men or women in here that today you find yourself laying on the side of the road of life. The world has beat you down, and you're laying there, and you're waiting on somebody to come by. Not just look at you from a distance, not come over and peer down on you, but somebody to come by and meet you where you are, bind up your wounds, give you that ointment that's gonna begin the healing process. You're not the thief. You're not the priest. You're not the Levite. You're not even the Samaritan. But you're the man or woman laying by the side of the road, and you're just waiting.
you're waiting on your Samaritan. Well, I want you to know that your Samaritan is here today, and his name is Jesus. Whatever you need, whatever your situation, whatever has you on the side of the road, Jesus is passing by. And as he's passing by, he's not going to just pass you by, but he's going to come see about you. And he's going to bind up your wounds. He's going to give you what you need. And not only is he going to give it to you for today, but he's going to provide it for the rest of your time. Where do you fit in? If there are any thieves here today, I'm going to ask that you would stand. If there are any thieves here today and you're tired of being a thief, the altar is open. If you can relate to the priest or the Levite, and it don't feel good to know that something needs to be done and don't do it, we ask that you come. And even if you think you've got it all together, and you're that Samaritan, won't you come? And most definitely, if you're laying by the side of the road, Jesus is here and he wants to care for you. He wants to have compassion. He wants to be your neighbor. Would there be one? We ask that you would come.